European countries impose tough restrictions to contain the spread of COVID-19 as the number of cases keeps surging across the continent. Protesters take to the streets of the U.S. city of Vancouver for the second night to demand justice for another black man killed by the police. And Georgia is on the verge of a political crisis. The opposition has rejected the parliamentary poll results claimed by the ruling party. Greetings and a warm welcome to World News. Good to have you with us. Now let's take a look at coronavirus. The infections and fatalities continue to surge in Europe as countries impose fresh restrictions. Russia recorded a daily high of 18,665 cases on Sunday. Well, that takes the national tally to over 1.6 million. Authorities also reported 245 deaths in one day, bringing the official tally to 28,235. In the UK, the government says the new four-week coronavirus lockdown will be extended if it fails to reduce infection rates.
We will always take a decision in the national interest based on evidence, the best information we have.
Is that yes?
Yes.
It could be extended?
Yes.
National.
The national lockdown in England that was announced is set to come into force as of Thursday. That following warnings that hospitals could be overwhelmed within weeks. The UK has recorded more than 46,500 COVID-19 deaths, while the cases have passed 1 million. Portugal, France, and Austria have also announced lockdown measures and restrictions to stem the virus spike. Europe accounts for half of the world's COVID infections, with an average of 240,000 cases per day. Now, Iran has reported the highest daily number of fatalities since the pandemic began in mid-February. Health Ministry spokeswoman Sima Sadatlari says that 434 people lost their lives to disease in one day. The figure brings Iran's total fatalities to more than 35,300. She says infections have increased by more than 7,700 to reach 620,000. The Iranian government has announced new restrictions across the nation to curb the spread of the virus. The restrictions will come into effect as of Wednesday. Under the measures, some public places, including mosques, will be closed. Now, in the meantime, the U.S. has set a new worldwide record in confirmed cases in one single day. It's reported 100,000 new infections. The latest data indicates that the U.S. is recording more than one case every second. 31 states have also set records for rises in new infections. On Friday, more than a dozen states reported their highest one-day cases. 13 states were at record levels of hospitalized patients. More than 9.1 million Americans have been infected by the novel coronavirus. More than 230,000 lives have also been lost. A candlelit vigil in the U.S. city of Vancouver for a black man shot dead by police has turned ugly, with rival protesters getting into a brawl. Unrest flared up as mourners were paying tribute to Kevin Peterson Jr. The 21-year-old was killed in a city near Portland, Oregon on Thursday night. Supporters of President Trump, some of them carrying firearms, clashed with a mourning crowd. Windows were shattered, U.S. flags were burned. Some people in cars used pepper spray against each other. Federal agents in riot gear arrested at least seven people. The U.S. has been the scene of rallies against racism and police brutality for several months. They all started after African-American George Floyd was killed by a white cop in Minneapolis. Now, data shows a record 90 million Americans have voted early in the presidential election. concerns about exposure to COVID-19 at busy election day voting places have pushed up the numbers of people voting by mail or at early in-person polling sites. The high number of early voters are about 65% of the total turnout in the 2016 presidential election. Voters saying that a coronavirus is their top concern. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, are campaigning across the nation to try and sway the few remaining undecided voters. Opinion polls show Trump trailing Biden nationally, but with a closer contest in the most competitive states, that'll decide the election. Trump has been harshly criticized for his economic policies and poor handling of the pandemic. Now, two people have been killed and five wounded in a stabbing attack in the Canadian city of Quebec. According to local police, a sword-wielding suspect dressed in medieval clothing was arrested in the wee hours of Sunday. The suspect was a man in his mid-20s and was transported to the hospital for evaluation. Police asked city residents to stay inside with the doors locked while an investigation was underway. Now, that happened in the historic Old Quebec neighborhood. No comments about a possible motive behind the attacks yet. Now, Georgia is heading for a political crisis. The opposition parties have rejected the early results of the parliamentary elections, showing a narrow lead for the ruling party. The United National Movement of former exiled President Mikhail Saakashvili and smaller parties have joined forces to challenge the election outcome. Saakashvili has also accused the ruling Georgian Dream of falsifying election results. Has urged its supporters to stage mass rallies to defend their vote. The Election Commission's tally shows the ruling party is leading with over 48% against 45% for the opposition. Well, that, of course, after more than 70% of the ballots were counted. The election held in September will decide 120 of the 150 seats of the national parliament. The Iranian Air Force will kick off air drills on Monday in the central city of Isfahan to display its combat readiness.
These maneuvers are completely offensive in nature and will be conducted independently, featuring only part of the potential and flight capabilities of the Air Force. Units from different air bases will take part. The drills involve a variety of flight equipment, including manned and unmanned aircraft.
Well, the commander added that young pilots would participate in the maneuvers along with more experienced ones in order to hone their skills and put their capabilities to the test. The top general underlined the fact that the exercises will also be an opportunity to evaluate Air Force's innovations as regards the procurement and production of spare parts, improvement of ammunition, and making flight equipment airworthy. He said domestically developed smart munitions and a whole range of tactics will be employed in the exercises. In other news, Israelis have held fresh demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem al-Quds. The rallies gathered outside Netanyahu's residence to condemn his policies and call for his resignation. Scuffles broke out after several people were arrested. While the demonstrations were held despite a ban, Israelis have staged rallies over the past months to protest soaring unemployment, a hike in COVID-19 infections, and the return of coronavirus restrictions. Adding to anti-regime sentiments are the corruption charges facing the prime minister. Netanyahu went on trial in May for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, but he denies any wrongdoing. Mona Kandil says that Israeli settlers hold anti-Netanyahu rallies to press him for further land grab in occupied territories in order to build more settler units.
These demonstrations mainly are calling for Netanyahu's resignation. It's over his corruption cases as well as for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time, there are pressure on Netanyahu from the settler community that they are forcing him, according to the media this morning, to approve more settler units. Every time in the last week, we were witnessing that Netanyahu, following these demonstrations, was obeying the demands of the settler community and had approved tens of thousands of settler units across of the occupied West Bank in order to calm down the settlers and to tell, let's say, half of the Israelis who support them, who support him, that at the time there are calls for his resignation, there are other Israelis supporting Netanyahu, but at the same time they are demanding to strengthen Israeli occupation across the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds. This is why media this morning were talking about Netanyahu's intention to approve more settler units across the occupied West Bank.
Indian-controlled Kashmir has shut down to protest India's amendments and also a repeal of its decades-old land law that has opened up Kashmir land for sale to Indian citizens. Our correspondent has more.
A shutdown is being observed in Indian-controlled Kashmir after New Delhi amended and repealed a series of decades-old land laws of Kashmir. The new reorganization law issued on October 26, 2020, opens up all of Jammu and Kashmir to every Indian citizen and removes every restriction that prevented large land holdings. Allows the Indian armed forces to take over land wherever they desire and gives sweeping powers to the government to take over any land and property for industrial use and bring in big businesses to set up their shops. People's Democratic Party President Mehbooba Mufti, while criticizing the government's move, accused India of land grab for big investors.
We can't sit silent on everything. If the government is so powerful, they should take back land from China, which they grabbed in Ladakh. Since they are not able to take it back from them, they will take our land. It is total lawlessness here.
The October 26, 2020 order repealed 13 state laws and amends 14 laws. Experts say this is to further the agenda behind the abrogation.
The aim is very much, yes, to disempower the Muslim majority of the state of J&K. And in fact, to erase them in history and in culture. I think that that is something that is not a big surprise. The question is how successful they're going to be at doing it, and it's something that only time will tell.
According to historic date check, these laws were introduced to empower the majority Muslims who were suffering immensely under the non-Muslim rulers. Not only this, but the rights to buy and sell land in Kashmir were also confined to the people of Kashmir. Experts say India's move in Kashmir since August 5, 2019 has further internationalized this conflict.
Kashmir is a small blip on the international scenario, you know, but I think that it is gaining salience and it is gaining an advantage. We are gaining an advantage out of it simply. And one of the biggest sort of evidences of that is what happened with the Chinese so-called, not so-called, but actual incursion into Jammu and Kashmir territory in Ladakh.
In response to the shutdown call by Pro-Freedom Camp of Kashmir, shops and businesses remained closed. Huge number of government forces were seen guarding the streets to avoid law and order problems. Almost seven decades ago, these laws were introduced to empower the Muslim majority of Kashmir. But today, when the Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party is repealing and amending the same laws, the people of Kashmir are watching over helplessly. Experts say this move clearly depicts India's intentions in Kashmir. Shahana Butt, Indian administered Kashmir.
Authorities in the Philippines are warning of a possibly catastrophic condition as Super Typhoon Goni has hit the region, forcing thousands to flee to safety. The state weather forecaster says that Goni is the strongest typhoon of the year with a maximum wind speed of 225 kilometers per hour. Several regions are going to experience destructive winds and torrential rains over the next 24 hours. The storm has taken seven lives, ripping up roofs, uprooting trees, as well as flooding villages and farmland. Some 316,000 people have fled to safety. The airport in the capital, Manila, has been closed. Coast Guard has ordered fishing boats and ferries to return to the port. On an average, 20 typhoons and storms hit the Philippines every year, causing damage to harvest, infrastructure, and homes. Wave of protests against the government's anti-COVID-19 restrictions continues in Italy. Two more demonstrations were held in Rome amid tensions between the police and protesters.
More protests were held in the Italian capital on Saturday over the government's decision to impose tougher measures to contain the spread of the pandemic. Early in the afternoon, hundreds of far-right demonstrators staged a rally in Campo di Fiori against a new decree which has ordered the closure of gyms, cinemas and theatres, requiring cafes and restaurants to close their doors at 6 p.m. Clashes with police were recorded during the demonstration. Later on Saturday, another protest was held in Independence Square, not far from Rome's central train station, where thousands of protesters vented their anger at the latest anti-COVID-19 restrictions. This demonstration, dubbed You Close Us, You Pay, was called by a coalition of social movements and base unions.
Unfortunately, the government has done nothing to reduce the flow of travelers on local public transports, which have been turned into hotbeds of COVID-19 transmission. Furthermore, too many workers have not received any payroll subsidies from the government yet. How can they pay their bills and mortgage installments?
The government cannot close cafes and restaurants at 6 p.m. Owners can scrape by, maybe. But what about us workers? These restrictions are killing us.
From north to south, Italy's been hit by a wave of protests, some violent, following the introduction of more stringent coronavirus shutdown measures by the government. The country's interior ministry has warned that these demonstrations have been infiltrated by subversives who are trying to stir up trouble.
As the contagion curve continues to rise in Italy, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte insists he doesn't want to enforce another lockdown, but many fear a new national quarantine is becoming inevitable.
So many people have already closed their activity after the first lockdown. Some managed to survive, but they won't survive a second lockdown.
The government is expected to present a decree including new restrictions as early as Monday. Targeted lockdowns and restrictions of movement between regions are among the new measures reportedly being discussed. Max Civili, Rome.
That's a wrap for this news bulletin. Goodbye.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, November 1st, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, dear listeners, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Welcome back. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports, as you may know, enable us in IRIB English Radio to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us normally, but these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic, unfortunately, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the outbreak of coronavirus. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including MS Serena Vasaraju from India, Andrei Martiniuk from Russia, and Mohammad Brial from Malaysia. I really appreciate your time and consideration in sending us reception reports, MS Serena Vasaraju, Andrei Martiniuk, and Mohammad Brial. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which I mentioned some of their names here, including the one Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh. From India, we have an email from Ram Babu Kumar. Also, Nectarios Manousos from Greece has sent us an email. From India again, we have an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty, one of our regular listeners. And also, Nicolas Perrin from France has sent us an email. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. We will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. This is Listeners Special, and I'm here with many emails and letters from our dear listeners from around the world. First of all, here we have an email from Nicolas Perrin from France. Nicolas says, "Hi, and thank you for the kind mail. I like to listen to the radio broadcasts and stations from foreign countries. By listening to foreign radios, I can get information on the life and culture of the people living in other countries while I'm sitting in my home here in France. And I guess it is so interesting." Sincerely, Nicolas from France. Nicolas from France, I sincerely appreciate your email and thank you for your consideration for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. And as you mentioned in your email, radio is a means for getting information about the life and culture of the people living in other countries while you're at home. Yes, radio is very educating. In this regard, we in IRIB English Radio have prepared many different programs, including the programs related to the culture of our country, Islamic Republic of Iran, and it's especially good to listen to them when, during the coronavirus pandemic, it's really special to sit at home and listen to these programs while you cannot travel to other foreign countries. As you mentioned, you've listened to the programs about culture and life of different countries, including Iran. So you can listen to programs like Close Up Iran, Iranian Market, or other programs in IRIB English Radio and enjoy them. Nicholas, anyway, don't miss other programs in IRIB English Radio and our website, parstoday.com/en. There you can find the archives of our program and enjoy them. Anyway, write to us soon and keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Also, from India, we have an email from Ram Babu Kumar. Ram says, "Dear friend at IRIB English Radio, greetings from India. I want to say that please add our club name in your mailing list and send us all types of materials issued by your radio service to our postal address. The useful information about your program's schedule and frequencies is also welcomed. Thank you in advance." Rab Babu Kumar from India, greetings from Iran, and thank you for writing to IRIB English Radio. "Surely, I will inform my colleagues about adding your club name in our radio's mailing list. And regarding your request about sending program schedule or other souvenirs of IRIB English Radio, as we have mentioned several times during our previous programs, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the outbreak of coronavirus. So, Ram Babu Kumar from India, please be patient until the disease is controlled around the world, and then we will be back on track and send you the materials, including program schedule, frequencies, and QSL cards or other IRIB English Radio souvenirs. But during these times, you can find our program's schedule and frequencies in our website with the address parstoday.com/en, and you can enjoy our programs there. Ram Babu Kumar, please, in the future emails, tell us which programs in IRIB English Radio you like the best, which programs you enjoy more. Tell us your views about our programs and send our greetings to your club. Thank you again, Ram Babu Kumar from India. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with more emails and letters from our dear listeners around the world. Well, dear listeners, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Jayanta says, "It was quite refreshing to get your beautiful email. It's always a pleasure to receive messages from my favorite IRIB English radio station. Hope this letter finds you all in the best of health and spirits. My prayers go out to Allah to keep your team and, in fact, all the friendly Iranian people from harms. We in India are in the midst of the scourge of the deadly coronavirus pandemic. Through effective testing and quarantine, the number of affected people is being attended to. Number of positive cases are now beginning to decline. There is countrywide lockdown in selective regions. People are strictly maintaining social distancing in economic and social activities, and there has been compulsory wearing of face masks to control the spread of the disease. Hopefully, things are under control, though the country's economy and GDP have been seriously affected. Government is trying its best efforts in recovering all sectors of the economy. I am delighted to hear that IRIB has started to dispatch QSL cards, the situation returns to normal. I would request you to send me some Iranian postage stamps for collection if it is possible. With warm regards, Jayanta Chakrabarty. Greetings to you from Iran, and thank you for writing this email to us. Thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. So you described the situation regarding coronavirus in your country, which is in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. You said about testings, lockdowns, hospitalizations. I think this is exactly the same in almost all the countries around the world. And there is no choice except observing the hygienic protocols, including maintaining social distancing, wearing face coverings, the protocols that are compulsory in all countries around the world. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, as you said, as the situation goes back to normal, then IRIB English Radio will send you paper QSL cards and, as you have requested, postage stamps for your collection and also postcards. Thank you again. We wish you all the best, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. Stay safe and healthy and write to us soon. Also from Bangladesh, we have an email from Diwan Rafiqul Islam. Diwan Rafiqul Islam says, "Dear staff, hope you're keeping fine. I'm sending you this email from the beautiful city of Nawgaon, northern Bangladesh. I'm fine, and the weather here is very hot. Thank you again for your very useful and informative programs, which I really enjoy, especially the news and political commentaries. Keep up the good job. Greetings to you from Iran, and lots of thanks for this email. Diwan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh, I hope you're doing fine. You said it's still hot in your beautiful residence, the city of Nawgaon, from northern Bangladesh. Yeah, it's not very hot in Iran, but it's not cool yet, though we are in the season fall. Anyway, it's good to know that you found IRIB English Radio programs informative. Thank you. Thank you for writing to us. And thank you for letting us know your views about our programs. Stay safe and healthy. Diwan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, we will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back. From Greece, we have an email from Nectarios Manousos. Nectarios Manousos from Greece says, "Dear friends at IRB English Radio, I would like to report the reception of your medium wave broadcast here in Greece. If my reception report of your program was correct, I hope that you will send me your QSL verification card of your eQSL, which will do too. In case that you will need more program details for the verification, please let me know so I can get back to you in the future. You can also find few technical details of my reception, which I hope it will be useful to your technical staff. It was really fun listening to your broadcast. I learned things for sure. That's the magic of the radio. And I definitely would like to hear from you again in the future. Till then, best 73s. Nectarios Manousos from Greece, we are so grateful for your email. And thank you for letting us know that you're so committed to IRB English Radio. And we're so glad that you find our radio enjoyable. And as you said, radio is an educating means, and that is the magic of the radio. Regarding your request about paper QSL cards, it's halted temporarily since the coronavirus spread throughout the world, so we follow the hygienic protocols and wait until the disease is controlled around the world. Thank you, Nectarios Manousos from Greece. We're looking forward to hearing you very soon in the future. Also, as the time tells me, we have to skip to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Hope you'll enjoy it.
Yes, my name's Mr. Christopher Lewis. I've been a listener to the IRIB English radio for nearly 16, 17 years, probably a little bit longer now. I'm just interested in shortwave broadcasts in general, Iran in particular, and events in and around the Middle East. I've just had a general interest in shortwave for a long, long time, and very interested in cultures as well.
My opinion about the radio is that it's got one of the best international news channels that I've come across on any international media organisation. I tune in every day to IRIB English. Of course, the news focuses not just on domestic affairs in Iran, but also Iran's view on world events, not only surrounding countries, but also countries, you know, further afield. I tune in mainly to get the perspective of the Persian Gulf region, of which IRIB proposes to broadcast more news about it. They're telling the truth. It's very clear and concise. The news is well researched. It's very well presented. So I just recommend listeners who want an accurate view of life in Iran and Middle East, tune to IRIB English News and other language services for a true and very accurate picture.
Listeners, here we come to the end of this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with us and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
A diverse range of programs. Spirituality. Youth. Eastern Tales. Roundtable Discussions. Culture. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
This is for a better life. For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of the one who loves us more than we love him, in the name of Allah, the subtle, the most generous. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. As I said in the previous program, dear brothers and sisters, we should lower our expectations and not be angry when people do not show respect to us. We should have reached a certain maturity, a certain level of self-confidence that we should not demand that from others. If someone disrespects you even, you should have such a self-confidence and have worked on yourself, self-development, self-help, whatever you want to call it, to such a degree, to such a level that you do not feel offended. And even if you feel offended, dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning of your self-help journey, you should work on yourself. Don't express that you have become offended. Work on yourself and just let it go. Let it go and continue with your life. As I said in the previous program, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi did not expect others to respect him. He did not consider himself better than others. It is the community's duty to respect him, but he wanted to show that one should not expect others to respect him, nor should he consider himself better than others. The Messenger of Allah did not consider himself better than his nation. Instead, he considered himself their servant. And when someone, an Arab Bedouin, entered Medina, he said that you're eating like a slave, you're sitting down on the ground like a slave, you're not acting like the kings of other regions. He said, should I not be the best of the slaves of Allah? Should I not be the best of the servants of Allah? And you have the good example of our dear Prophet Isa al-Masih, Jesus Christ alayhi salam, where he washed the feet of the companions, the 12 Hawariyun, the 12 disciples of Isa al-Masih. He said, I ask you for a favor, please do not say no. And when they accepted, he sat down on the ground and he washed their feet. And he said, I'm doing this so that you may do this for the coming generations, for the other people coming after you, and that you would not feel the arrogance, that arrogance would not enter you. These are examples for all of us. So the noble Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, did not expect anything from his companions. He was a servant sent by Allah. For this reason, his reward is also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respecting and loving his family, which has been ordered, is for the Muslims. It is a benefit for the Muslims themselves. So when we recite the supplication, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, O Allah, send your blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny. This is a benefit for ourselves and not primarily for the Prophet. Yes, the Prophet will reach higher and loftier stations in spirituality in the hereafter. But it is also for ourselves, especially the religious scholars and the seminary students should follow this strategy of the Prophet and also the layman. All this is, the Prophet's example is an example for all of us, not only for the religious scholars and the seminary students, but it is primarily for them who study in the Islamic seminaries, and also for everyone else, that we should follow the strategy of the Prophet. One of the great scholars said that a scholar should expect people to throw stones at him when he leaves his house, and when that does not happen, he should be thankful. A scholar should not expect people to greet him, treat him with respect, and kiss his hands, or open up a spot so he will sit in the most prominent rank or prominent line in the mosque, for example, in the first line of the mosque, for example. No, that should not be the case. The scholar should not have such expectations. He should actually be the one who says salam first.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We are the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We have heard about how much he has been tortured, how much he has been hurt by the people, and how much he prayed for them, and how much he asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much he asked forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his nation. We have heard how bad he has been treated, and how much he has been hit by stones and bones, for example, in the city of Ta'if, and also in Mecca. So I should not say that I am a scholar, or I am a Sayyid, or I am a Muslim. I should be respected more than the non-Muslim. These kind of expectations should not exist within us. We should self-develop ourselves and help ourselves work on our personalities so that these kind of expectations vanishes, disappears, annihilates. So if someone does not respect you, dear brothers and sisters, we should not become angry. The prophets and the imams, alayhum assalam, did not have these kind of expectations. You should not expect others to serve you. Instead, you should serve mankind. Do not desire to become higher or better than others. Instead, follow the path of the Prophet and the pure Imams. Do recall the example of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he, in a small group of companions, were in the desert and they were gathering. All of them said, we will do this task and that task. And the Prophet stood up and said, and then I would make the fire. I will make the fire. And they said, no, O Prophet, you should not make anything. We should make it for you. We should make all those tasks for you. And the Prophet said, no, Allah does not love the one who does not do anything and let others do everything for him. So the Prophet stood up and did his share of the work. Someone was cooking, someone was gathering wood, and someone was butchering the animal, and the Prophet was making the fire. So we should serve mankind, Muslim or non-Muslim. Do not desire to become higher or better than others. We should follow the path of the prophets and the imams. We should not expect greetings. And in this regard, of course, the people have their own duty. That's all for today's program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, dear brothers and sisters, lower your expectations, have anger management, and take the middle course in everything. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. All I need. All I need. Oh, oh, oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1520 to 1620 UTC on the following frequencies. Shortwave 41 meters 7300 kHz for the Indian subcontinent and FM 91.5 MHz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird Eutelsat 3B and IranSat or BAT 5 and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. on IRIB English Radio. Again, I stress the importance of this week we are in, a week where we as Muslims should come together, a week as we as Muslims should come as a united front under the banner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all believe in the Holy Prophet being the perfect man, the most impeccable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that divine guide that no other guide was able to match up to the Holy Prophet's stature and status. As we know, he was the best of prophets, the last of prophets, the prophet who all other prophets praised salah behind in that journey of Mi'raj. Yes, we might have certain differences on certain specifics, but we all accept the Holy Prophet. We all, when we want to send salam to the Holy Prophet, look towards Medina. There's no difference in that. The only difference is that, you know, there are some or a specific group of Muslims or those who claim to be Muslims who, when Muslims want to celebrate this beloved event and the birth of this beloved individual, they come up in arms. Why can you celebrate? This is a bid'ah. You know, these are individuals that we need to kind of either teach or ignore. The majority of Muslims, whether Sunni or Shia, celebrate this occasion and wish to go towards this occasion and wish to see closest with the Holy Prophet via this happy occasion, and especially during this week, which is extremely important. So, in this regard of the week of unity, or as it is termed, Haft al-Wahda, Imam Ali alayhi salam has a tradition in which he says or gives us certain advice of how to create this unity, how to create unity amongst our communities. And obviously, as we mentioned previously, one of the biggest causes of disunity is that the differences form. You know, these differences, for example, can be about anything. And the Imam says that settling these differences, putting these differences aside, or rather, you know, making these differences a means by which the community progress, finding solutions, this type is of extreme importance, and it has a great reward, rather a great status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Imam says that the settling or putting aside or finding solutions of problems is better, afdal, is better than all of the salahs and the namazes and the prayers that you do and the days that you fast. So we see that this community building, this building a society, this coming together, this unifying, is better than just those individual performances that a person does. It is something of great importance here, that is even better than the salah that one prays, all the salah, the hadith says all the salah. So even the wajib salahs, even the nawafil, even in the compulsory and the recommended, and the fasting, this all in the holy fast of the month of Ramadan. So we see that unity and fixing the solutions in order to gain unity is of extreme importance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this week, by the right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the hearts of the Muslims are united and a united front against the enemies of Islam. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no
The debate.